This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. Since 1924, there has always been the grand sport of ski jumping in the Winter Olympics.
That's your event?
That's my event. Actually, it isn't, and I'll tell you why. I have ovaries. This is an event that is men only. Now, a group of women ski jumpers from all over the world are organizing to get into the 2010 Games in Vancouver. And here's a jump, John. They're suing the Vancouver Organizing Committee to get on the slopes. We're going to find out more from Dee Dee Corradini. She's the president of Women's Ski Jumping USA. She's also the former mayor of Salt Lake City. You might remember them as the host of the 2002 Winter Games. All right, Dee Dee. What possible argument is there against having women do ski jumping in the Olympics?
Well, there are official arguments and there are speculations.
Let's start official.
The official reasons that the International Olympic Committee gives us are ones where the goalpost keeps changing on us. The first excuse was, well, you haven't had two world championships. Well, the IOC took that requirement out in 2007, so that is no longer an issue.
Okay.
Then they said, well, you don't have universality. Well, what they meant by that is not enough women and not enough nations. But at the very same time in 2006, when they told us no, they let in a brand new sport called skier cross, where there were only 30 women from 11 nations, where we had 83 women from 14 nations.
So, Dee Dee, what's going on?
Well, if you think about it, the smaller you are and the lighter you are, the further you fly. So women make very good ski jumpers in a sport where it's been a big male macho thing, and money is probably involved somewhere.
Well, whoa. You're making a very gender-specific sort of... You're saying that a macho attitude is getting in the way of the sport?
Well, there is that attitude among many people that this is a male-dominated sport. We don't want women in it. And there's a lot of money that gets paid. These guys are rock stars in Europe, and they make lots of money. And
how would successful women get in the way of that?
Well, the money would then perhaps be siphoned off to the women if they make good jumpers, too.
Why are you suing the Vancouver Organizing Committee and not the International Olympic Committee?
Because nobody has control over the IOC, and so it would have been pointless to even try. What we did discover, though, is that our argument is very simple. It is that VANOC, the Vancouver Organizing Committee, is a quasi-governmental organization and therefore subject to the laws of Canada, which prohibit discrimination. So if they're going to host an event for men, they have to host one for women.
So quickly, what is your next step here? What should we be looking out for?
Well, we are hoping that the judge gives us a declaration at the end of this trial. It's actually a hearing that says VANOC is subject to the laws of Canada, so if we're going to have a ski jumping event in 2010, we have to include the women. And we're hoping then that the IOC will respect the decision of the court.
All right. Dee Dee Corradini, I want to thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Dee Dee Corradini, president of Women's Ski Jumping USA and former mayor of Salt Lake City. I'm actually stunned, John, that she thinks that it's just a macho attitude.
I want to know is how much farther can they jump than men? A foot? 10 feet? 6 feet?
Has to be a lot.
A lot. That's macho.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.